You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
241-4318. You know, I was going to do something very self-serving, and then I realized, don't do that. And then I realized the second reason why I shouldn't do that. I was going to give a shout-out to someone who just bought something from me. But I was like, what if it's a Christmas gift?
Oh, it could
yeah,
be.
So I will not. But what's up in Easley? Thank you.
Golly.
You had a fun name. I wanted to say your name, but I can't because it might ruin the...
Oh, no.
The fact that your husband's balls are going to be smelling really good, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah,
we'll get you to verify.
Good stuff.
Do you have a survey? I should afterwards.
Imagine you get a Google review. 3 stars. My balls don't smell much better.
Now I want to try it.
Well.
But I don't have any.
Well.
I know somebody you can talk to.
Did you look all the way in your bag from Adam and Eve the other night? I think they gave you a pair of Benoits.
Did they?
Benoits.
Benoit balls.
Benoit balls. Benoit Benjamin.
Oh. Hey, do you remember this?
864-241-4318. Sounds like Donna from yesterday calling.
Donna. You know what's fun about these is I forget sometimes what they're about. And that's most of these today. Like, I got my descriptions.
Yeah.
But it's not ringing a bell.
No.
I can't remember.
You can guess.
How many hours ago did you do it?
Got an early start on this one. So we'll say close to 48.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'd like to work you into the last second if we can, but let's be honest. There are a lot of balls in the air here.
More
balls in the air than
a
disco night at a gay club. Having said that, whenever you have a beef with a coworker, you got to call us. That's what people do. And this coworker has got a message for another coworker who spends his time in an odd place.
And you know, like you thought with, you know, so many people working from home now, like this stuff would have settled down a little more. But no, they're doing things like this. They're stealing North Face jackets.
You would think so. They want to recall people back to the office for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're tired of people cheating at home with the mouse jigglers. Yeah. cheating the company.
Mm-hmm. Cheating with your jigglers.
Yeah, they sell some mouse jigglers at Adam and Eve, but it's not what you're thinking at all.
Wow.
They have rabbit
ones,
too.
Did I get any of those?
Maybe.
Oh, I hope so.
I got something. I don't know how it works, so it's possible.
Well.
Benoit balls you could figure out.
Is it the thing that looks like a cactus?
No, it's like a...
Good Lord.
It's like a U. I don't know. I'll figure it out. That's the fun of it, though.
Oh, no. I know the thing you got. That's for two women.
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
I think it's a double-headed...
I'll walk around the neighborhood and say, well, it looks like a tire iron, so this is a four-way.
Anybody want to connect?
This is for my snake-ass motherfucking coworker who likes to bob for underneath my boss's desk all the time. F*** you, motherfucker. You just snitching-ass little motherfucker. You.
He's snake-ass, too.
Snake-ass, or do you mean
snakey?
Snakey.
Snake-ass.
I think he's talking about the movie with Nicolas Cage back in the day.
Oh, that was, come on, Matt. What is it? Snake Eyes.
Hey, there you go. That was a good one.
I was about to say 8mm.
That was the machine. That was a rough one.
This is for my snake-ass motherfucking coworker who likes to bob for underneath my boss's desk all the time. Wow. You, motherfucker. You just snitching-ass little motherfucker. You.
He says it to him like he's trying to seduce him almost. You little snitching-ass little.
Well, can I hear it one more time?
I wish you could. But then you can.
This is for my snake-ass motherfucking coworker who likes to bob for underneath my boss's desk all the time. You, motherfucker. You just snitching-ass little motherfucker. You.
So I figured out a hack that we can get away with.
Oh, really?
If I get mad at you or I get mad at Paige or get mad at Fat, whoever, I can say, man, Q.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the bleep.
Yeah. Man,
sorry,
Q. Q you.
That's why they called him Q in Practical Jokers. His real name was F.U.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a famous attorney, right? F.U. Bailey? Was that who it was?
I think it was. Yeah, no longer with us.
Yeah. You know, I liked Lee Bailey. I never said F. Lee Bailey. I said G. Go. Go, Lee Bailey.
Should have said callrob.com.
Not G. Gordon Liddy. No, sir. He was a spy. 864-241-4318. Oh, look. This is where you know. Okay, sorry. The news just got me. This is where you know the AI is getting serious. Uh-oh. Disney is now going to sue. Is now suing Sora for making fake Disney. See, Disney, litigious is all good. They're the ones who stopped laws about, what's it called? When it goes into the, everybody can use it.
Public
domain.
Domain, yeah.
They fought that for many years. Then they started repurposing old fairy tales that no one had call to. But now if you start messing with Mickey and you make Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse look like they're sitting in Trump's lap while he's giving them haircuts or whatever, they got major issue with it.
Sora's real tricky. Evidently, Bob Barker's public domain now. Tons of Bob Barker videos.
I don't get it.
But if I try to use it to type in an exact character, it's like, we can't make... replicate
because you said a certain person's name or whatever. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this call right here is, I don't know if it's mad at us.
I didn't ask if there was any heat. I was hoping around Christmas there would be no heat.
Well, this is heat, but I can't really figure out where it's going. You might have to help me.
864-241-4318.
A big you to Matt Man and Fat Boy. Y'all motherfuckers had me going on for fucking 6 months since this piece of shit movie came out. Fucking Happy Gilmore. What the I not watched it for fucking 6 or 8 months because y'all motherfuckers talking about how the movie wasn't the same. You're fucking right. It wasn't the same. But it was a good fucking movie. P1. Used to be a pig.
What kind of name is that? What are you now?
So I don't know either. I
said the cameos were great.
I said that
I said the cameos were worth watching for.
Yeah, that was part of the fun is then watching the credits and be like, holy crap, that was Kelsey Plum. I thought that was her.
Yeah.
Or I thought that was
Eminem.
George Marison. It wasn't. You know.
So who are you mad at? Used to bang a pig? Whatever
used
your name
to be
is.
A pig, which I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Is that
why you beat pigs?
Yeah. Pigs are sweet.
Yeah, you shouldn't beat pigs unless you're like tenderizing them or something.
No, you shouldn't.
You're calling your...
That's cannibalism.
I don't know if he's talking about a prior job or what.
We're talking about beating the pig. Like, is he talking about... I don't know.
No pork on my fork.
Oh, this is some game heat right here.
Game heat.
From last week's Spellenberg. This guy was a little upset. And I don't think he played. I think he was just listening to it.
You know what? I won't find it now. Maybe if we do the sack next week. I got a pretty harsh email for, you know, how I always preach this thing of everybody gets a trophies, bull crap kind of stuff. And then I gave both people a prize that day.
Yep.
And the person just railed on me hard. It was a woman, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she had an older lady name, so she might be.
That stings a little bit more.
Yeah. Am I wrong to think Constance is probably an older, kind of little Constance?
That seems like a younger name, right?
Oh, it does. Okay.
It's kind of a pretty name, Constance.
Constance?
I like it.
Well, this dude ain't happy.
Listen here. That bitch playing the game y'all played the other day was cheating like a motherfucker. How in the hell did you guys not realize she was cheating? Every time she was asked a question, literally take about 5 to 6 seconds before she even answered. She clearly was looking up the answers, which is sad because that should have been easy as hell. How the fuck y'all let her get away with that shit? That was the most obvious cheating. Damn, guys, come on. That's some bullshit for her.
Oh boy.
What do you call her?
Wasn't a friend.
Well, I mean, it takes a minute to process things, right? When you're thinking about it.
You can't look up words that fast, right?
I'm sure you could. Yeah, I'm sure that, like, we thought about it before. Like, originally the game changed because we thought people were doing that, so we would play for people. Like, it would be maybe Paige versus Fatboy playing for Tawny and Constance.
Yeah, but that's not fun. Let them play for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But if like you have a chance to call in and play, did you not get through, and that's why you're mad? Because you can't really get mad if, especially if you never called, and then do you care if somebody cheated?
But what about if you're watching a football game, you don't care about either team, and you have no money on it, but you just saw a bullcrap play call? You're like, what is this bullcrap, man?
Are they blind?
I don't win anything for. I don't even like either team. I'm bored. This is crap.
That sounds like me.
I don't know. You know what'll help him out is if I give him that promo code P1 and save him 20% off.
Yeah, appreciate there you
go. That's make what everybody it is. Feel better.
You want to take a break? Take a little breaky break.
Take a little break. Yeah, we got one coming up, actually.
We do. And we got a lady who, this came up earlier in the week, dumpster diving. She runs a store, and she's not happy with dumpster divers at her store.
Yeah, they can be messy.
So evidently, this is still a big deal.
So it's not always, you know, the homeless or whatever, you know,
unhomed.
They catch the crap. But, dude, a lot of times it's just
home insecure.
It's just people who just like going greedy looking people. For stuff. I don't think it's greedy. I think they're looking for someone's treasures that they just throw away.
It's funny you say that because she addresses that in this call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. As far as that goes.
Oh, greedy people.
Mm. Treasures and whatnot.
Well, I mean, what are people who line up outside of a store on Black Friday at 5 a.m.?
Well,
opportunists.
I think the point is that when my mom had a store, people would make a mess out of it pulling things out, looking for things.
What kind of store she had?
She had like a carpet store, a design store. Oh, so people would get the scraps, but they would leave it all over the place. So somebody had to go.
Do you ever have any munchers come in there? 864-241-4318.
I thought you were going to ask.
People don't use that term anymore, do they?
They don't.
They don't. Yeah, you kids. You won't remember Ali or carpet munching. It's sad. Good morning, everyone.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We really are, though. We're so funny.
Yeah. I'll toot her on horn for that one.
So funny.
Really are.
By the way, many people are texting in, and some of them probably full size as well, saying that, your Christmas party's this weekend, so this is your last show. No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
How's it feel to be wrong?
It's how stupid do you feel right now?
Stupid?
We will be coming back. And you're probably saying, you're about to say in January. Nope. We'll be here Monday. Matter of fact, you don't want to miss Tuesday's show. Like, you don't want to miss Tuesday's show. And that's all I can say about that currently.
We'll live stream the Christmas party if you think we're playing.
We'll do what?
Live stream the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Holiday party, excuse me.
We can't tell you where it's from. It's from a remote island we all have to fly to.
See? See what I mean?
But here's the thing. We're not using logs for it, so.
No flumes where we're going, buddy.
Yeah.
This lady is, look, I feel sad for people when I see this. And I feel like I'm the only one. Divorces on social media. You know, a lot of people are like, getting divorced today. You know, they'll be posing with each other, flipping each other off in a funny little picture. We're still buds, but we're divorced.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. It's like, I feel bad for you. Like, I wish it would have worked out for you. This lady here, she's had a rough time. She cannot wait to get divorced.
I'm just so f***ing tired of being angry. So f***ing tired of being angry. I'm so stuck in it. My divorce is final in maybe a month, no more than two. I just want to rub this man's stupid little nose and all the lies I realize he told me because my f***ing husband lied to me. I thought he was a mature-ass man. So how about f*** you for lying to me? F*** you for lying to yourself the whole time. I hope you have f***ing fun with the baby you made with a garbage-ass person. I'm going to be so much better off without you. Self-lies from the get-go so you could pretend like you were a man. You wasn't a man then. You're not a man now. You've been a scared little boy trying to convince yourself. I've been growing my whole life. What my f***ing choice? That's because f***ing happened to me. We could have grown together. I would have helped you. You.
So unless I heard wrong, she was married to a guy who was impregnating dumpster divers.
Well, I thought she was a sanitation worker.
My goodness.
You said this trash woman. I didn't know.
Well, I tell you, that's a job you don't see.
You don't see women doing?
No.
I know.
No female presence in the dump game.
I hate that. Well, I've said before that, you know, here recently getting that budget money and they've been fixing all the roads.
Yeah. Yep.
And I saw a woman the other day that was doing the turn sign, you know, stop or slow. But she was doing it right in front of a sign about 500 yards prior to her that said, men at work. I was like, oh, I'm sorry for you.
Great
movie.
Should
say persons at work. It was a great band as well.
Or it should say they at work.
They at work. People, they at work.
People at work.
It at work.
People.
Oh, no. Look for the red balloon.
Humans at work.
Humans at work.
You know what's really nice? They don't, and I'm sorry, but this takes away jobs, but they don't have flaggers. They got an automatic gate, and it's got a light on it, and it tells you when to stop, and then the gate will come up.
That's a nightmare.
It's like a little mobile gate, and it's cool looking.
It just detects there's a car there, so it tells you to stop.
Yeah, or they just got like a flicker. They can decide when it turns red.
What do you do, though, if you're driving a Tesla or a self-driving car? Like, does it? It only recognized the ones that are on the grid. So how would that work? Would you just drive right through them?
Probably.
So this is like a long arm that comes down.
You'd just run through it, I guess.
You would have to go in the other lane, and then you're going to hit somebody head on.
Yeah.
I mean, it is common sense. Head it's on. Like people don't, you don't want to stop on a train track, do you? People do it every day.
Yeah, they do. That's a good point. Like they don't, come on. Where are you going to go if a train comes?
I'm telling you, if you don't do that, if you had a red light at the train tracks on Rutherford Road in Greenville, do not. Cause there's likely to be a train within 2 or 3 minutes, always. And it's always going to stop. It's one of the worst places on Earth.
You live in a town where the train's there for like 2 days in a row and it doesn't move.
Right. That happened on Pleasantburg Drive years ago. They turned it into a restaurant.
Happens in Easley, South Carolina constantly.
Yeah.
Train will park there for 2 days and not move.
What about the one on Swamp Rabbit Trail? It just stays there, that old train.
What about the one in Columbia, the cock caboose?
Has anyone ever ran the train on that train?
Oh.
You can rent it out, I'm sure. Mm. There's been conventions. All right, here's the lady. She's a manager. She manages a...
Would there be a bourbon and bacon? Is there a smoking train? I heard that. It'd be a little caboose you can go smoke inside of.
God, there should be.
I know we're going to have an airstream like that.
Cigars.
Anyway,
cigar
sorry.
Stream.
Well, this lady here is tired of people going through her dumpster, and it's not a euphemism. She actually means it. Her dumpster at work.
So my complaint is these dumpster divers. I'm a manager of a retail establishment, and online they glorify it. They say you're going to find prizes. Well, there are no treasures in my dumpster, I promise. So these assholes go in my dumpster, and it's not that they're looking through my dumpster, but they toss all the damn trash out to see what's in the bottom of the dumpster. They throw trash everywhere. If they get interrupted, there's piles here, there's piles there, there's piles everywhere. They think there's something in there. I guarantee you, there is not anything worth having in my dumpster. So these dumpster divers that are online telling everybody, hey, go through the dumpsters, you'll find great treasures. These guys, there's nothing in my trash. Damn it, there's nothing in there. Stay out of my damn dumpster.
She's stating facts.
I'd love to know the retail store because
I bet you could guess within a couple. And I'm just basing that off how she sounds.
Okay, so I had an idea. Oh no!
Or the G.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or even the co-op where they come together.
Yeah, that one of those. Yeah. It's something
exactly
like that.
Exactly what I was thinking.
See, I would take her word for it.
Yeah.
No, nobody does.
I mean, if
put the treasures on top, not at the bottom of the dumpster. Put them on top so they won't go in and mess it. Put all the treasures out there.
This ain't like, you know.
It comes from that. There's this real infamous video where I want to say it was like Michael's or Hobby Lobby or somewhere like that, where there was all this outdated, you know, let's say it's Halloween stuff or whatever, and they just throw it away. They pulled the tags off of it. They send the tags back to the manufacturer, and they get the credit, and they just throw the stuff away.
Kind of like you and the old nudie mags.
When I delivered adult magazines, we just had to rip the covers off with the UPC scan and send it back to the publisher to get credit. And
damages.
That's what they said about
that. Damage it out.
But let's say you find a bunch of pumpkin pinatas, and the tags are ripped off of it. What are you going to do with them, though? Are you going to sell them at a yard sale? Are you going to go give them
the... wondering how all the candy is inside your...
Leo Santa. Hey, here's some some gently used pinatas for Halloween.
They're not going to give them. This is all Rick Harrison's fault.
That whole American pickers.
Yeah. That whole culture of, hey, let's sell what we got and try to negotiate and haggle left and right.
Something for nothing.
They go check the comps on garbage.
Oh, yeah. I hate that world, too.
Try to sling it on
eBay. I hear that at card shows all the time. And I haven't set up at a card show in Lord knows how long. But, you know, you'll have the younger crowd says, hey, the last one just sold on eBay for 40. Would you take 35? I'm like, no.
No, buddy.
I won't.
I'm not going by the comps.
Yeah. Sorry. That ain't the way it works.
Plus the lingo is...
It ain't real estate.
Where are you looking to be?
You got any wiggle room on this?
Where do you need to be at?
Like, go to Dillard's and say that. Go to TLC Motors. They have no haggling there.
No, yeah. You don't need to haggle there.
Don't need we, no haggle. Put haggle. The best price on that top loader.
P1 Bazooka Joe's got you. Look,
we'll need that $40.
This lady here, on the surface, has had the worst Thanksgiving ever.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know if you believe her story or not. I don't know why she would share it if it weren't true. But it's kind of gross. And here it is.
864-241-4318. Gross or fake? Let's listen.
So it was Thanksgiving Day. I was cooking dinner for the family. And I didn't know I had to go. So, of course, I thought I had to do something else. And when I did it, it all came out, ran down my leg, totally disgusting, all kinds of people at the house. Well, somebody came into the kitchen, and I blamed it on my dog. I told him that my dog on my leg, and I had to run up the steps. Talking about embarrassing.
She came clean. Felt bad.
That sounds real, man.
That's just the part I could air. It got a little graphic.
Bless her heart.
I mean, she was real descriptive. So I don't... What do you think that, like, the dog would... As far as I know, dogs...
How did the dog get in her pants?
Right. Or, like, on the leg? Like, how can a dog aim it?
Yeah.
Even a dog with diarrhea is, like...
No.
There's no shoot. It's like a drop. If you know what I'm saying.
And right. My little dog... Well, the big one could have... I don't know, but...
Yeah.
She's tiny. Her little turds are little.
Wow.
She just did that little emoji thing where they do the fingers. So women use that emoji part more than we know. Whether they're talking about their ex's gimmick or they're talking about their dog's turds.
There's only one person I use that emoji to and for.
Jeremy Clements.
That's one of his go-to phrases.
Big. Yeah, it is. That SD doesn't sound for Scooby-Doo.
The fact that everybody's in the kitchen saying, did you just mess your leg?
Oh, bless her. It happens.
Don't trust or push fate.
But
tempt it.
But then
feel bad for her.
Like, would you eat? Like, let's say the person preparing the food just got pooed on by their dog.
I would leave.
I'm that guy. I would be like, you know what? I'm sorry for this. I would be going to Golden Corral.
Yeah, I'd be the better person. Yeah. I said we can get some food delivered here because somebody doesn't feel good.
I would hope, or I would have to see you wash your hands.
Called Turk Filet.
Would that work for you?
Oh my God.
Turk Filet?
They should do Turk Filet on Thanksgiving.
Do you like when they say, it'll be my pleasure to serve you at the window, and then you say, well, what'd you have in mind?
No, creepy.
I haven't been in so long. Last time I did it, I DoorDashed it. I didn't get to get pleasured.
No, the DoorDasher didn't say it? No. It's my pleasure to give you this food.
I have strict rules on that. Ring the doorbell and run. Leave it.
Or the guy, he didn't ring the doorbell. He didn't ring it. Your food was out there.
It just sat out there for forever. It showed on the little loop that he was going around the circle, like, couldn't find my house. And I'm like, I sent the text. I'm like, dude, I'm flipping the light. I'm flashing the light right now. And I got back. He's like, I dropped that 7 minutes ago. I'm like, you didn't ring the doorbell. My stuff's cold now.
Look it up, man. Let's take a damn break.
Let's do it.
Then when we come back, we'll talk to, not talk to, but we'll hear from the guy who...
About the big fat ass person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hope he gets hepatitis. You fat AMF.
Oh, yeah.
AMF. Stupid, dumb, fat AMF.
AMF. Bowling.
Shout out.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, Shark Pattern. Spoiling.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kind of crazy. You are.
Yes.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I just checked. What is the outfit that you represent, Fat Boy? You endorse? for odds on sports.
You're talking about prize picks.
What are the over under about you attending tomorrow night's Christmas party?
Oh, I would say the more or less is probably going to be like 1.5 hours to decide.
Okay, because you know what's crazy is one of the apps that I use for Cryptus or used or whatever. They actually now have a section. I'm looking at it right now. You can start betting. It's a bet, which stock market, crypto is betting, is gambling. Yeah. Opening sports cards is gambling, is betting. You can now bet on the S&P above and below. You can do if the Fed will maintain the current rate, the number of rate cuts the rest of the year, how many Fed fund rate cuts will be next year? You can bet on government stuff, but is this through a stock app?
So if I go to my Prize Picks tab, there's one called Cultures. So you can bet off trending culture topics.
What?
Place your wagers and teams.
So what is there anything on there like about, you
Let's
know, like,
a sample one.
You know, like Epstein stuff or, you know, stuff like that?
No, there's one.
Well, did he shave off the gray beard when he gets out?
You know what's funny? You mentioned here's a politics tab. Okay, mentions it says, "What will Trump say in December?" Your choices are Moscow, like Russia, marijuana, weed, cannabis, any of those combinations of words. Will he use them? And there's just different props that way. What will Trump say during his remarks at the congressional ball? Will he talk about the dividend and the stimulus or crypto? Like stuff like that you can bet on.
What is the over-under that Caroline Leavitt and Margo Martin will post a selfie together today?
In bikinis?
Oh, man. He puts together a team. That's all I'll say, boy. They seem to be very good at their job.
Dude.
See, she looks very, very similar to, not Mar-a-Lago, that's the golf course. What's the name? Marlana. What is it? Marlena. Shoot.
Mar-a-Lago?
No, his wife. Melania.
Oh, Melania. Marlena. Now tell me how this
Why
is.
Marlena. Why does that sound so familiar?
I was thinking of Days of Our Lives.
Okay.
I'm not going to call out a specific app, but you tell me how this is not antitrust or how it's legal. You can bet on what the Bitcoin price range is going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's easily manipulated.
Easily. Indy in Seattle. Again, it's telling me the starters. It's telling me the wet. This is on a stock market app with the S&P just above it. That is wild to me.
They started doing this, too, with there was an app. You could trade players like stocks. Like, you know, Luka Doncic, you can buy into him and you can ride him for a couple weeks and he'll either gain or lose.
Yeah.
And well, then you offload.
Figure the probability of that.
Just the fact that you're doing it with actually human people.
Well, I mean,
it's performance based.
It's just fractional shares of like people who, like I used to up until about 3 months ago, own a card with six other people. That's crazy.
Yeah, they really
I mean,
are investments
crazy.
Too. Was it a Hannes Wagner?
No, yeah, right. You wish. Wouldn't even be a Von Wagner.
You had a share of a card.
Franz Wagner.
Or Franz Wagner, pardon me.
Mo Wagner.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Some of these cards, I'm telling you.
I got to get into this business.
I mean, I have the show tomorrow.
It was like,
God, if it gets over in time, I'll go to the Christmas party.
Prior commitments.
Dude, what if I bring Jose Canseco with me to the Christmas party?
Have him come in and I'll do his makeup.
He would not be a good wingman.
No, he wouldn't. I'll bring Doc K. He'll bring something to keep us going.
I know if he says party.
Hey, look, there's Johnny Rocker.
You really want to have a party? Take John Rocker.
Dude, John Rocker and the boss man would.
It just say, Johnny, just scan the room and tell me what you think initially. Here's the janitor we've been listening to. He's teased us a little bit here, so.
Oh, okay.
He's got a message for the guy who wrecked his precious janitorial work.
This is for the fat piece of shit that went by my sign that says closed for cleaning and then went in the damn bathroom and got the damn bathroom all dirty again.
Damn.
He passed up two bathrooms that were open, but you had to go to the one that was closed. I had Clorox sprayed all in the floor because there was and shit in there. I hope you get hepatitis, you fat ass motherfucker.
Oh, God.
I like how he describes what was on the floor.
Yeah.
No, that was not puke for that P word.
That's so gross. No, people are nasty.
It reminds me of this lady from...
Listen, I know tensions are running high right now, but I'm not going to apologize for what I did the other day. I took a shit.
Oh, crap. I forgot.
God dang it.
It comes to sense.
I just wondered if he was going to like remember it.
I
like
saw this man in a red shirt jump as fast as he could.
Well, here's the thing.
I feel like I just saw a ghost.
Oh, my God.
I know when we played it, it was edited. I didn't realize on my phone it would not be.
Why do you think if we said that, if we were allowed to say that, like we wouldn't react that way, right?
No.
Because we'll say it off air and it's just like casual.
Yeah.
But there's something about this mic. Now, when I turn around, I got to make sure I'm hitting the right button. So in my head, I got to realign. Like, okay, which
one? What other buttons are over there? Like you could accidentally push, like redial or.
You got the bypass. You got the rebuild. And if I hit the bypass, it just turns it off.
What's a rebuild? If I don't see blue blinking, then I would have said you got to hit it again.
What does rebuild mean?
Well, it builds the delay back up.
It ramps up and down.
I really don't know.
Gosh, how did you not know that when you were on the air? Years ago.
When I was on the air running a board, there was no one in there but me, so I didn't use a dump button. And I know what a remodel means, but I wouldn't know where the button is.
But you had to take that quiz to run the board. You would have known that.
On that quiz, you could miss it three times, and there was only four possibilities. So you're in a complete... moron.
That's the thing about Odyssey University is they'll let you get the right answer.
Yeah, yeah. They want everybody to do well.
Okay.
This lady, she's about to get in her boss's face. A lot of you people, when you go to work, you think you own the place, and you get balls of steel when you get there, and you somehow think you can they can't survive without you. But guess what? Everybody's replaceable.
Yeah.
A good boss will remind you of that from time to time.
Oh, dude. I used to have a boss. It wasn't here. It wasn't in radio, but it was another boss. Two or three jobs ago. He would always, and he didn't do it to me, but several other people, he would say, you see this right here? And he'd pull this folder. This is a folder of resumes.
Okay? Oh, no.
It's a folder of resumes. That's all he would say. This is a folder of resumes. It's right in other to words, this is your replacement in this folder.
Right to your face, too. Yep. He's like, yep. It's getting thicker and thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. She might lose her job today. She's cool with it, though.
Hey, boss at work, whose name I will not mention. You. Your high damn expectations. My family comes before my job. And if you think any different, then you can tell me to my face. You want to fire me? Fire me. Don't dance around it anymore. I'm done with your
Done with it.
Is that is she a janitor as well?
I didn't think about that. What if she's his partner?
Oh man, you know what?
I would not want that job. Janitor. No.
Let me tell you, man. My dad, when he started his own business, it was Harris Janitorial Service, and he did that, and he eventually built it up to where he didn't do it anymore. He had people going to do it, but. When he first started doing it, me and my mom and my sister would go, and we cleaned Pet Dairy right there on the frontage road.
Oh, yeah.
We cleaned it. We were there every night.
Is that a big milk tank out there? Like, what is that?
It's more of a distribution center than actual make.
Okay, I figured it's full of milk.
Make very little there. But, we went every night and did it, and... It gives you a respect for like that of, the people who do that, like the toilet isn't going to clean itself, blah, 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 blah.
Nope.
I mean, it's a much needed thing. But talking about doing the socks inside and out, one of my favorite stories, and my sister will probably not speak to me anymore, but ha ha! My dad, in the early days, in an effort to save money, it was called not changing the trash, it was changing the trash bags. Oh, so what he would do is he would take the trash, pour it into a larger trash can that we had on wheels, and then take the trash plastic bag, turn it inside out, put it back in. One time, Hey Baby was doing that
this man named Mr. Jameson.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She probably will get mad I'm telling this story, too.
They're listening.
My mom goes and changes the toilet or the trash bag, and she does it inside out. And you know how when you do a trash bag, you open it up. Right when she did that, she slung a loogie out of that bag right onto my sister. Just landed right on her freaking guest sweatshirt. Oh my God. They both were screaming. My daddy thought that my mom had seen a rat or something. Oh, we come running in there. Hey, is it leggy on me, mama? Mary, what'd you do? Why'd you spit on her? I didn't spit on her, Phil. I was changing the trash bag.
You know, that's the best response. Because it would be real alarming if she turned around and said, is that all you got?
Oh, yeah? Well, I've been loogie bad at you, Mom.
Yeah. Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.